Shalom Boker Tov.
We
are 29th of Elul, Erev Rosh Hashanah. This is on Friday. We are completing the year and a new beginning. So I would like to go back to page Samech Aleph, and I like you to go to the section of Kaf Zayin, and I like to review it with you. It's really important to understand this concept of how really those sefirot are connected to each other and how one comes from the other. That when we talk Keter, to understand a better understanding of what Keter really means and how Chokhmah came about, and after Chokhmah came about, what happened to Keter? Is the Keter stand dormant because now it's Chokhmah, or after Bina, what Keter Chokhmah are doing? We discussed that Keter Chokhmah Bina is aspect of Gar, Gimel Rishonim. They are the aspect that have affinity with Igulim. I am just discussed because we said Eser Sefirot of Igulim only surround the tree, the Gimel Rishonim of the Kav. Okay? Now we have to understand that what effect this Makif, this Eser Sefirot Shel Igulim, has on the Sefira of Keter Chokhmah Bina. If the Eser Sefirot of Igul of Keter, okay, it's Sovev Gimel Rishonim of the Kav, which is Keter Chokhmah Bina of the Kav, what effect and what relation these two have, and how after this system, which we call Gimel Rishonim of the Kav, comes the Zayin Tachtonim. And again, we have the most important of the whole thing is to understand the Malchut of this Zayin Tachtonim. What is this Malchut? Which Malchut is this? It's of extremely important, because that's the first Malchut. Let's close this door, not their door.
This one,
right? Yeah, in the middle. This one. Yeah, they put new one.
Oh, yeah.
And there is that door. If we close, we are fine. There is a door here. Okay. Thank you. Now, this Malchut is important, and then there is another Malchut, is the Malchut of the Eser Sefirot of the Keter of the Igulim. There's a Malchut there too. So there are two types of Malchuyot here, we have to understand. The whole Rosh Hashanah, aspect of Rosh Hashanah, is to understand the concept of Malchut. It's to understand what Malchut is, at what position Malchut is. All is about the Malchut. All is the correction of only one thing. Remember, there was only one Kav came into the system, not million Kav, one Kav. And that Kav had only one thing, is to correct the concept of Ratzon Lekabel. That's it. There was one idea. And this Ratzon Lekabel is revealed by who? By this Malchut. Now, what role this Malchut is playing, we have to learn. But they are not only one kind of a Malchut. There are three levels of Malchut. There is three levels to a Malchut. There is three different kind of a Malchut. There is a Malchut of Rosh, Malchut of Toch, Malchut of Sof.
And it all depends on the Masach.
And it's all of them have to go by the rule of having a Masach. They should have a Masach. That's the Bechira for you. But there is a Tzimtzum Aleph. Remember, we're going to learn not only there is only Tzimtzum Aleph, there is a Tzimtzum Bet. There is but Tzimtzum Aleph, it continues from the beginning to the end. Tzimtzum Aleph was the concept that created the whole world, followed after the Tzimtzum. Otherwise, if there was not Tzimtzum Aleph, there would not have been any possibility of creating a void and creating a creation. Okay? Now, let's understand and read it slowly, because it's the more we study this section, the better, stronger foundation you will have in order to really set up and to understand this wisdom. It's Malchut de Keter Yardava Nasta Lebichinat Chomer Besifrat Chochma. Malchut of the Keter. Now, just look into just Sefirah. Don't look into the Kav and the Igul yet. Just look at Sefirot, the concept of Sefirah. Here it says Malchut or of the Keter, Malchut of the Keter. When it comes to the Keter, Yored, it comes down. That means there is an aspect of Yerida. From one level comes to another level. Now, how could be there a change from one level to another level?
This Yerida takes place
only. Right, what this Yerida shows? We said if you change your position, your place, that means there is a avyut, increase of avyut. That means shinui tzura. And what brings shinui tzura? Only one thing, avyut. More avyut going to bring shinui tzura. The more there is avyut, there is immediately more shinui tzura.
Which means there has to be more desire to
receive. It's avyut. Now we will.
Desire is
avyut. That is. Now. Here we have to understand truly the essence of this avyut. It's only Ratzon Lekabel. It's only Ratzon Lekabel. Every time increases, we said that the above gives to the lower one the Chomer. And we said, what is the Chomer? It's a Ratzon Lekabel. So what the above gives to the below is always, it's only one thing, Ratzon Lekabel. And here we go. Now we will clarify. There is two aspects. There is two aspects in the four phases. It's very important to pay attention. In these four phases, there is two aspects that one has to pay attention. Vehine ha-shoresh shel ha-madrega. The seed of the level, of each level, shehu sod hefchen shel hasharat or ensof aliyah, that is really, it's a spark that came from above, which is ensof, nikra keter shel otro madriga. It doesn't make any difference whether here or a seed in this world, a seed. Do you know the end of it? Do you know the end of this seed? If you plant it, how far it can go? How many years can go?
Yeah.
And so forth. So it says the keter of every level, the shoresh of every level, is though it is and so forth. That's keter. And now, Nikra Keter Shela Utomadri Gavanodashe Boora Elyon, and we should know that in the light that comes from Enshum Rak Bechinata Ratzon Lashpia Velativ Lezulato. Understand that the light comes from above to below is for sure for sake of Lashpia. What is Lashpia? It's to be a cause, to effect. Now, cannot mashpia unless there is a lekabel. So as much as we said he wants to lashpia, he has there a power of ratzon lekabel. Because if I want to lashpia a cup, there must be a desire to receive a cup. But it comes, as far as the light from above to below is concerned, both of them come together. The Ratzon Lashpia and Ratzon Lekabel, Ratzon Lashpia brings the Ratzon Lekabel. The Ratzon Lashpia brings, he says, the Chomer is given from above to below. So he brings it. Anything that he gives me, he brings me. If I have a desire to receive, because he made me have a desire to receive. What do you mean, one of the same? When you take, if you are the receiver of this Ratzon Lekabel, let's say you are the receiver of this Ratzon Lekabel. Now, it depends if you make it Almenat Lashpia, then you have Shivui Tzura. But if you say, oh, Ratzon Lekabel, and it's going to end with you, and it's not going to continue, because light doesn't like to be not to continue. Light wants to be continue.
I don't understand the similarity. If it brings with it, it has to establish that Chomer first in order for it to even want.
Oh, here we go. That's why we have four phases. And it says two aspects of these four phases is of extremely important. There are two aspects in these four phases that they are separate. There are two aspects in this that they are different. Now let's go on. It says, first, understand that if the light comes from above to below, it's a ratzon lashpia. Tahaynu lekol ha-metziut sheyeshna ba-olamot shebara omnam ein bo chas v'shalom min ha-ratzon lekabel. But in this ratzon lashpia, there is no at all ratzon lekabel. Here it is. I don't have any ratzon lekabel. Is that you give me something? I am to lashpia. That's the teacher. It's a to lashpia. Not because I'm sitting here so you give me back. No, but where do I get what I get? I get it from the above.
Receiving.
You are going too fast. That's not correct. Delete it. It's not. You will see. Malchut has a tzimtzum aleph. Malchut will never, ever in this world will receive its light.
Which malchut?
Any malchut. Wherever you have a malchut, there is a tzimtzum aleph.
Even on the way down after or Jose.
Now. So whatever she brings down is not hers. And whoever she is whatever that comes down is not hers at all. You will realize who brings this Or Chochmah down. This Malchut coming down is really Or Chochmah. Well, where did he get the Or Chochmah? It's not Malchut, it's a Malchut of Keter, is Or Keter, completely something else. The Malchut, it's completely something else. But what comes down and becomes Keter, it's not really Malchut, it came from Malchut of Keter, but it's not anymore what it was when it was Malchut of Keter. It came from it, but there is a big change as soon as it comes from the level of being in the level of Eser Sefirot of Malchut of Keter into becoming into Eser Sefirot of Chochmah. But this Keter of Chochmah is from, brought down by Malchut of the Keter. Now let's understand this, because when we understand this, how really connection is made, then it's easy to follow it up and go to then to Zayin Tachtonim. We will understand how this is going to happen from one Sefirah to another Sefirah. Remember, in the Gimel Rishonim of the Kav, is the different circumstances than the Zayin Tachtonim of the Kav. The Gimel Rishonim of the Kav, you are surrounded by Makif called Igul. But the Zayin Tachtonim is not, doesn't have a Makif of the Igul. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So therefore, the only thing...
Because it's the Kli, we said the Kli is has to have three things. Has to have a Chomer, which is the Ratzon Lekaber, has to have a Masach, and has to have a Simtzum. These three things. Otherwise, it doesn't make it a Kli. And the Kli is that Kli that we want to have the aspect. Now, this Kli can be either a Ratzon Lekabel and end with it, or be a Ratzon Lekabel and accept Yerida, accept to go down. It's to go down. It's accept to go down. It's like the guy who goes and digs a whale. He goes down. If he wants water, he has to go down. There is no other way. So he digs and goes on to reach the water.
I like the example of the student and the teacher.
Come on, after so many years you go to school, you understand it.
No, that is so easy. It's so much easier to understand this because when you do Ratzon HaHashpia, that you create Ratzon HaKabel in us by giving us this.
Yeah, you come up with more questions. That's your Ratzon Lekabel. You come out with questions. Somehow, whatever you study brings you more questions. And that's how, when you get answer and you put a question and answer together, what have you done? You revealed something for yourself. You created one more neuron in your brain to light up.
That's the dad part.
Exactly. Now, it depends what kind of a light you put into this vessel. They are different lights. But they are, understand, until it doesn't get that vessel its appropriate light with the appropriate octane, it's not going to lit potentially as it should. Okay? Now, let's go here. Go to the book, please. Omnam ein bo chas v'shalom min haratzon lekabel ve'lo klum, kamo shekatuv zeitev be'orech, as we wrote it previously. Be'istalkut pinimi b'chelek harishon ve'hine ha'malchut de keter, this malchut of keter, hi hasiba, she is the cause lebichinat alef, which is Chochmah. Shahare Mashehu Ratzon Be'elyon Nasachiu Vechrech Esel Tachton Mimenu. Whatever is above, it says Mashehu Ratzon Be'elyon, if there is a willpower above, it Nasa, it's implemented as a Chiyuv, as a must to the Tachton. No Echrech, you don't have a choice. In that, there is no choice. Now, I believe for the first time, you see where the choice starts. You don't have any choice. It's nasa. It's implemented on you. Whether you like it or not, it's going to direct your mind. Our mind is, again, minute mind. That minute mind could be directed so easily toward zillion experiences of life, different in zillion levels. It's mind-boggling. Can direct it, can put some picture in front of you, easily you will follow it. Easily. Knows every feeling in your body, so it sets you up. That you don't have a choice.
And this is the beginning of the change from Tzimtzum to Masach.
Bravo. To implementation of a free will. This free will has to be implemented. Listen, this is the light of Ein Sof. There wasn't anything that wasn't enlightened by Ein Sof. It is all metzuyut within Ein Sof. Ein Sof is powerful to the extent that we don't understand. So he has to conceal itself into so many nistarot, into so many concealment, to allow me to think, to philosophize, as we were discussing with Adam. It has to allow me, give me a minute mind and let me play. And he says, okay, now you are a better player, I give you a bigger play. You remember when we were kids, we played in a soccer field, not a big soccer field, they give us a small soccer field, very small. I mean, come on, this much. And this was very difficult. Then slowly when we progressed, became bigger. Then you went into the stadium. That's a big one. That's a real one to play with. That's the same thing. Now, he says, "V'hina ha-malchut de-keter hi ha-siba le-bechinat alef shaharei ma shehu ratzon be-elyon na'asa v'chiyuv v'echrech." It's a chiyuv. Must etzel ha-tachton mimenu. What comes to follow you? My son does not have any choice. He cannot take any other genes. That's what I gave him. He has to take it. Can he do anything about it? Oh yeah, later on, the science will teach him maybe how to clarify, rectify it, correct it. Yes, but still he has to do it. He has to make the choice to do it. ועל כן הרצון להטיב ולהשפיע שהוא מלכות דקטר. So when this מלכות is in the keter, in the domain of the keter, it is considered what? נעשה לבחינת רצון לקבל. It says, על כן הרצון להטיב ולהשפיע. When it is in, as the 10 ספירות of the keter, it's a רצון להשפיע. But as soon as it comes to keter of Chokhma, somehow it changes into Ratzon Lekabel. Now I want to understand this somehow. You remember? In between I put the word somehow. Yeah. Now how? How does a Ratzon Lashpia suddenly, poof, becomes Ratzon Lekabel? I'm going to tell you this in your body. You understand it and then you will understand this. An idea comes into your mind. It's an idea. Have you pulled it in yet? You got the idea. You have it in your head. Now, if you don't pull it into your heart to do it, if you don't do the thought, what's going to happen? Sometimes it's going to stay at the top level, sometimes you're going to forget about it. Correct? Now, what happened to this thought? Was there, you got it, but you didn't bring it into implementation. Is there a Ratzon Lekabel to bring that thought into implementation? Was there? Because you didn't pull it. Now the Malchut comes to the Keter. If Keter is your head, if you don't pull it, it's not going to become a Ratzon Lekabel. So they got to be a pulley. That means if the one at the bottom, that means somewhere in the Malchut, in the Chokhmah, there is no pool. The thought is not going to become Orchaya. The thought is not going to become now part of Chokhmah Ratzon Lekabel.
And that's built into the DNA of the Keter. But what we are saying is that this DNA, based on what you do, constantly changes.
Here we go. Now, come back with me, both of you. Hold on. We said whatever comes from above is the must to the below. Right? A thought comes to my mind. I cannot control it. It came from above. I am bombarded with thought. Until I don't pull it down. So first I have to be I am. First I have to be I am. That means I feel that I exist. I feel I want. First I have to feel I want till I pull the idea in. If I don't have any desire, I won't pull no ideas in.
So my choice, it takes place on the second stage.
Of course, not the first stage. First stage is pushed on you.
But don't we say everything is already built into character from beginning to end?
Now, follow this idea. When Malchut gets a light, not his own, the one that he has to pass on, is that Malchut of that aspect level has revealed, but with a different light? It's not his light, her light is a light for someone else, but there is a light in her. There is a Eser Sefirot. Something gets revealed. Now, there must be, now, is this Malchut at this level is part of Igulim or part of the Kav?
Part of Igulim. It depends if it's passing the light at that time or just holding on to the light.
Here we go. Is this Malchut is part of Igulim or part of the Kav?
The Kav.
But I need to know whether you're holding on to the light or passing on.
Passing the light, of course, you have to pass it. Now, here we go. We said Malchut becomes Keter of Chochmah.
Right.
Malchut of Keter becomes Keter of Chochmah. At that moment, is there Igulim surrounding it or not? So she is part of Igulim. And when Eser Sefirot completes, Malchut is a Igul. Malchut always is a Igul. Because it completes, as soon as it has light, it has made 10 complete. So if you make the 10 complete, if you reveal any light in Malchut, immediately you are part of a next Igul.
Not all of it, like about one-third of it is called Igul.
Why you say one-third? Of Chochmana, of Chochmah. That means the Kav that comes into the Chochmah. The Kav that comes into the Chochmah. What is the last part of that Keter? Is Malchut. As Malchut goes into the Keter of Chochmah, immediately is Igul. It's either way, even if it is a Malchut of the Keter, still it is what? Becomes immediately an Igul.
Is it? Because I'm not sure, is it up to the navel or someplace that is above it?
Right now, slowly, just understand, let's go, we are slowly going, that we say that Malchut is, when is a Malchut of Keter, has one position, it's totally Ratzon Lashpia. It goes into Malchut, into Keter. Is it a Ratzon Lashpia or Ratzon Lekabel? Totally Ratzon Lashpia.
Yeah.
Keter of, why Keter of Chochmah is a Ratzon Lashpia?
Because
Igulim, it has immediately Asara Igulim, that means it's completely Lashpia. It's a Gimel Rishonim of the Kav of Chochmah. It's a Ratzon Lashpia. Now, when the Ratzon Lekabel becomes revealed, when Malchut of Chochmah pulls the light in, says, yes, I want this light. This is my light. Or Chaya, this is my light. Give it to me. As soon as it says, give it to me, it becomes what?
It becomes Keter
Bina. First, it becomes Ratzon Lekabel. He's expressing Ratzon Lekabel. Because if he doesn't pull in, look at yourself, if your heart doesn't pull in the idea that is in your head, it's not going to happen, nothing.
Yeah, but without it moving on, it has to move on to be now.
Afterward.
And becomes a Shpia.
But remember, every Kav has to go through each process. Eser Sefirot has four phases.
Right.
Before this Ratzon Lashpia, which is the Keter of that level, reaches to the Malchut of that level, has to go through four phases. Has to go through four phases. Otherwise, the Ratzon Lashpia does not get, the Ratzon Lekabel does not get revealed. Ratzon Lekabel gets only revealed after this Keter goes through four phases. That means Chochma, Bina, Zerampin, and Malchut. By slowly, slowly we are, now you understand how important it is to review this. ועל כן הרצון להטיב ולהשפיע שהוא מלכות דקטר נעשה לבחינת הרצון לקבל אצל בחינת א' שנקרא חוכמה. ונבחן בזה שהמלכות דקטר עצמה. Now with this we should consider that the מלכות of קטר, the עצמה, its essence, ירדה ונתלבשה ונעשה. Its essence. ירדה ונתלבשה, that means it became, it took as a libush, ונעשתה, and it becomes רצון לקבל של בחינת א'. So whatever he receives from above to below is a רצון לקבל. Where did you get your רצון לקבל? So to speak, from your father. Your father dictated how much your רצון לקבל is. From above. Whoever it is, your father.
Heavenly Father.
Huh?
Heavenly.
Of course. The bottom line is going to reach there.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Because what is really ruling me is the Knesset Israel. And who is Knesset Israel? It's the Avot. And it comes from all this one source. But eventually it's going to end up to be one in the line. Now, afterward, what I do with this capacity, that's up to me. Yes.
We are saying that when it gets to Malchut of Keter, Malchut of Keter sends the both the light for the next level and the vessel to receive it together. If the next level, which is Keter Chochma Bina, of the next level, within the ego, it should be a vessel by itself and wanting the light by itself, because it has had the light before.
Bravo!
So why does the Malchut need to send the vessel?
Now here we go. I really, the Chochmah of, Sefirah of Chochmah, previously had what light? Light of Ein Sof, right? In the Ein Sof, everybody had light of Ein Sof. So he knows the taste of, with his own vessel, he has Atzmut, Chochmav, had a Malchut, Chochmav, Ein Sof, had a Malchut of Chochmav, Ein Sof, and had a Atzmut, essence, was a vessel in Ein Sof. Had the light of Ein Sof, and understood potentially in perfection what Malchut of and so should be of level of Chochmah. Now, this is receiving a light from Keter through a Kav. Is this the light of Chaya, which is the light of Chochmah, is the light of Ein Sof? It's not.
No.
It came from Ein Sof.
So it's somebody like somebody who eats steak every day and all of a sudden there are no more steaks and say here is a piece of bread.
In a very primitive way, yes. But still right now, we are talking about what kind of a light. Still it is Ein Sof. Vessels are still the vessels of whatever that igulim that were. Light is coming and now there is a kav, that is a new light is coming. Now we are getting new light of Chayau, Yechidau, Neshamau, Ruach, Venefesh. These aspects were not separately identified in Ein Sof. In Ein Sof, everything was Echad. Right now, Klis are changed and formed and made in order to have lights called Yechida, Chaya, Neshama, to be revealed as Neshama, as a Neshama, Ruach, as Ruach, Nefesh, as a Nefesh. There is a difference between a Nefesh and a Ruach. How this difference and differentiation came about?
So we can establish
What adjustable? They are kelim that they came from and sof. What, there is no adjust to them. They are they are the perfection.
Adjustable means that you would think that I don't have this tremendous light that I had before, but I can adjust myself to receive whatever is available. I would rather have that than nothing.
Now, let me ask you a question.
I think what you're saying is, if the kelim at the bottom can change because of the top.
Because of what they receive.
Because of the different understanding, different bina, different chokhmah. If chokhmah and bina continues to influence the shape of the bottom of the zayin chomer.
Not only the ratzon lekabel, only the chomer. Only the chomer. Only the Chomer, the Ratzon Lekabel. Remember, we say only Ratzon Lekabel is given from above to below.
When he's talking about the capacity, can capacity change? Or the capacity can expand?
Because if you are Chokhmah, you are Chokhmah.
It seems like not.
No.
Unless it gets the Chomer from Keter.
The Chokhmah is Chokhmah. Chokhmah cannot be Keter. Chokhmah only can be Chokhmah, that's it.
That's what he's saying, the Malchut.
Malchut of Chokhmah is perfection, is to be Malchut of Chokhmah, nothing else.
Can expand because of a decision from above.
But what is expansion? There is no expansion. What expansion?
So the perfect Yechidah level is just because of the light. It's
now, what is Yechidah? What is Yechidah?
Yechidah means you cannot distinguish them. Right?
That means they are different. Hefchen, they have different aspects, but you can distinguish them. But they are.
That means that it's because of the level of the light only. Because the vessels.
No, not the level of the light, the amount of the tzimtzum and masachim that is on now on the kli. Remember, in Igul there is no masach. There is a tzimtzum, but there is no masach. There's a difference in between Tzimtzum and Masach. Difference, big difference. In Igul, there was a Tzimtzum. Histalkut of light, light left, and the Igulim revealed. But in the Kav, there is not only Tzimtzum, there is Masach as well. Now, every time you go from one level to another level, what happens? Is the change not because of the light? Shalom, Boker Tov. Lo, because of the.
But that's the like chicken and the egg, right?
No, not at the beginning.
If you have Simchon,
yeah,
it would automatically create something that the cob would have to come in with lesser light.
Of course. To give the possibility. It's not a lesser light, excuse me. It's very important to know. It's still light of and soul. But it's still light of and soul. It's not lesser light. But it came in the form of a kav that includes masach.
Does it quench the
thirst? The light doesn't change. Never. You cannot ever say the light changes. The vessel changes. Because they feel the lack, the difference. Who can only recognize the difference? Who?
The vessel.
Who? We, what's the vessel? Who really can feel the difference?
The vessel originally.
Which vessel?
The equivalent.
In the head? Is there any feeling in the head?
No.
Your brain, does your brain get headache? No.
No.
Your head gets headache. Bravo! Until you don't pull it down, until you don't take it toch. If you don't bring it in, that's toch. Until you don't bring it in, maybe you bring it in and you don't bring it to the end. That's two. You can bring it in, but not necessarily finish it. You can start the mitzvah, and then in the middle of the mitzvah, just give up. You don't do it.
Is that tzimtzum, the equal, is from all different directions.
Bravo.
Okay, it's from all different directions.
Yes.
It's still a perfect image of the Ein Sof.
It withdraws from all directions. Yeah. That's correct.
So when it goes to the masach is actually shinui tzura. It becomes shinui tzura. It becomes different. And that's why we see people that have masach in different areas, and they can be wealthy but sick, or they can have one lack, and that's why the shinui tzura. And that's a difference, because you always feel complete above, but you don't feel complete at the bottom.
Yeah. Okay. Now we will study what is this masach, and remember there is a aspect of tzimtzum was made already right off bat, so that I cannot change. That exists whether I like it or not. If I don't absolutely align myself with the system, I'll die because of tzimtzum aleph. Death there is because of tzimtzum aleph. Tzimtzum Aleph brought death. That's number one. Brought end. And the end is death. So, but I can make a difference on the Masach. I can implement the Masach. The Masach is my free will. And and the Malchut is below that Masach. And if this Malchut doesn't pull, knowing that here it is, there is a masach, there is a tzimtzum aleph, but still pulls for sake of continuity, then the malchut is going to survive and make it and continues. Absolutely, broad end. Broad end. I love what you say. You say, yes, Tzimtzum brought death, but you brought end, but brought life. That I agree. Now here we go. You want to say it this way? It feels better? No problem. Tzimtzum brought end. Light left. Brought the end of everything to be Ein Sof. Made a new beginning.
Ein Sof, but it created space.
I said. The end came in order to allow the life to have a meaning. My friend, if you and me wouldn't die after 120 years, good time. If we don't die, you want to tell me we know what life is?
Why is this happening before Shevirat Kelim?
Oh, we are far from Shevirat Kelim. We are far. Exactly. But the point is that it wants to bring an Shalom Boker Tov. Beautiful, thank you very much. God bless. Now, if we said if there was no end, there wouldn't be a recognition of life. There gotta be an end in order to recognize life. And now you recognize, you have an opportunity to learn. So otherwise, until then, there is no opportunity to learn. Is what you got to learn.
It's the beginning of Chet. That's why the Chabad.
It's the beginning of learning how.
It begins with the same letter.
Okay, beautiful. Yes, I don't mind that at all. Now let's go back here. I want to finish this portion. Halatzon la'ativ v'lashbe'. No, he's not far. He's very correct in that regard. It's a ezer kenegdo. Chava is the aspect that brings in front of you your follies, your mistakes, your problems. Reminds you. That's your aspect. That's your chava. Reminds you. It becomes your ezer kenegdo. It comes to you to tell you, hey, this is where potentially you can improve. But we have malchut and malchut. Don't mix those malchuyot. Yeah? We have to start differentiating between what kind of a malchut we are talking about. There is a malchut of Rosh, malchut of Toch, malchut of Sof. So at least you know three kind of malchuyot.
You
yeah.
said at the beginning this Rosh Hashanah is about malchut.
Of course. Now I have to rise the malchut to above.
This malchut
That's right. All the way to Keter.
All the way to Keter.
Right.
And on Yom Kippur, I don't want to deviate.
It's the ultimate reach. It's right. 10 days, 10 levels of going up, 10 levels of Nesira. You just create bing, 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 bing. Yom Kippur, you hit the jackpot.
That's
it. Now the creature was made. Now the creature is made. Whose creature is this? Is yours? Is what you got to do. That's your program. Listen, when we go to university, when you want to go to graduate school, where do you go? You go to your counselor. He gives you a topic for your thesis. The day that you start graduate school, you are working on your thesis, really. Because you're starting to recognize, okay, what your thesis is going to be. Supposedly you are ready to write thesis. Okay, that's what it is now. Now, Rosh Hashanah, you're going to get your counselor and your thesis for next year. What you're going to write? It is. And it says, this is the subject, and through this subject, you become expert. And what the thesis is, essentially, it has to be published, and it should be a useful aspect for society, and it should be a research that is good. That's how they graduate you, and you get a PhD, one more level PhD. Or then you become the professor, or you become a researcher, blah, blah, blah. All for what? Learning process, to taking it to a higher degree. Wow, it's 6. Shei lachem shana tova wa kol tuv. Oh no, it's early. That's okay. We can continue a little bit. No, I made a mistake. Now, because I was thinking that we start 5:00, we finish 6, but now we started later, so let's finish this. Shel bechina alef tanin lechomer shel mamash. I am on the next column. Ke haratzon shebebechina da alef hu hachomer shebebechina hazot va'aor ha'elyon shenikra chaya. So, there is a Ratzon in the Bechinat Aleph, and there is a light called Chaya. Ratzon is the Kli, and it carries a light within it called Chaya. Now, it doesn't say Ratzon like a bird right now. What did he say? He said Ratzon. Pashut. Umitlabesh bechomer hazeh. This light takes this Ratzon and makes a libush for itself.
Can we say this Ratzon is a Ratzon to deliver this life?
Bravo. 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 Very well said. Very well said. It's a light. There is a type. It says here, I got you a light called Chaya. Can you make it close and carry it for me? To whom this discussion is going? Malchut of Keter. Malchut of Keter creates what? A libush for the light of Chayatu, which is a Ratzon, to go down. Very well said. Oh, I'm happy. Today we improved this part. Now, v'hu ha'chomer shebichina d'zod v'ahor ha'elyon shenikra chaya mitlabesh b'chomer hazeh v'al ken nifchan shemalchut de Keter, the Malchut of Keter, na'asta, it became lechomer אז ספירה שנקרא חוכמה, וזהו היא הבחינה הראשונה שיש להבחין בחומר שבבחינת א'. Now let's go to next one, כ"ח. אחרי גילוי אור החוכמה, after revelation of אור חוכמה, now, interesting, the ספירה חוכמה doesn't become revealed. First, what comes? The light of חוכמה. The light of חוכמה, which is חיה, and a ליבוש, which called the Chomer, Ratzon, that Malchut of Keter has made for it. Yatza hakli de Chochma atzma. First the light of Chochma comes, first the answer comes, and then the Kli to make a libush to this light. Okay? Now, Kavchet, Habichina habet, that was the first aspect. You remember? It says in this still is continue. It's a first aspect that came, Keter came, Malchut, Malchut gave, Malchut of Keter gave something to Chochma. Bechinat Bet starts. Havchana, the aspect of, second aspect, he acharei shenitpashet ha'or ha'elyon, after the light above came down, shenikra chaya, betoch ha'malchut de Keter, Malchut de Keter, we are still in the Keter, shei chomer ha'chokhma amur, she really, this is the chomer for chokhma, כי אז קיבלה המלכות דקטר, so that means מלכות of קטר has received this רצון that is מלובש באור חיה, את בחינה החומר המתי של בחינת א', and this is the real aspect of what בחינת א' חוכמה is, כלומר, כי הגם שהמלכות דקטר, this מלכות of קטר, היינו הרצון להשפיע, which is a רצון להשפיע, הכולל באור העליון, which is inclusive the light that comes from above, נעשה בחינת רצון לקבל. It has become a רצון לקבל, וחומר ראשון של בחינת א' כאמור. As we discussed. אמנם, זה הספיק רק לבחינת שורש לבחינת א'. This becomes only a שורש, that becomes a קטר to בחינת א', not בחינת א', it's only in the קטר. היינו, כדי שהרצון לקבל הזה ימשיך את האור העליון לתוכו. Says now, the whole thing is to cause that this חוכמה now to pull it inside. He is a shoresh, he's standing there. He says, okay, now somebody gotta pull me in. I cannot push my way in. You have to pull me in. So he says, שאפשר לכוונתו, כמו חומר ראשון לספירה החוכמה להיותו עוד בבחינת מעציל וכתר אמיתי, יוצא מבחינת מעצל וכתר לבחינת נעצל וחוכמה נקרא בחינת א' זו, רק אחרי שהרצון לקבל האמור המשיך לתוכו את האור החיה. That means until חוכמה doesn't pull the light inside, בתוך, to bring it and make it aspect of the תוך, is not, nothing is changed. Let's read this, we're going to come back and discuss this again. ואז יוצא מכלל מעציל, and as soon as that the חוכמה pulls this light of חיה in, בתוך, then it's not anymore מעציל, it is נעצל. It is in the Keter, it comes to the Keter, but still nothing going to happen. Until it doesn't pull Toch, where the Toch starts. Where is the heart? Bravo. Every time remember, when you say Keter, is inclusive of Gimel Rishoni. Toch is from Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet. So Zayin Tachtoni. Until the light is not pulled by Zayin Tachtonim, the Kav of Chokhmah, this is not going to become part of the Ratzon Lekabel Shinui Tzura. As long as it's in the Keter, it's in the Shoresh. As soon as it's pulled in, because an idea comes to your head. How many thoughts comes to your head? Zillion. How many per day you say, oh, I got it? Not many. As soon as you say, I got it, is where are you? You are in a Bina because you understood. Now Bina starts building. Bina becomes the mother nature in your head. This is what you understood. You're going to follow your, what you got. You're not going to follow anything else that you got. What you got, you're going to follow. That's the Bina. And that's where the Bina really starts to create and go below. Yes.
And we say a different way. We say Zeir and Pin and Malchut of Keter created a child in the womb of the Malchut of Keter and are passing it, so it's in a Bibush, and it's passing it to...
I don't have no problem. No problem.
Now, can we go further and say at what point from Ma'asil to Na'asil takes place, is it really when this seed or this child becomes a...
Let's see how we go through four phases in order to bring about a sperm first. You need a sperm, Baba. And you need an egg.
The egg is the bush. The
egg is the mother, the malchut. But you got to bring a sperm. And the sperm starts from moach, from top of your brain. It goes through 18 back, goes get cooked in your kliot, in your kidneys, gets literally cooked. And now ready to produce, to deliver. Same system, no problem. He told us at the beginning, Rav Ashlag said, look, this, the Kav is Adam. You can really literally look the Adam, and whatever you want to understand about this Kav is within the Adam. The whole complexity of Adam is the Kav, from the beginning, Keter, to the end, each in a different level. But still, is creation. Everybody is Adam. Everybody, no, there is only one Adam here. But everybody is like Adam. What's the difference? Huh? Now, let's finish. V'nikra na'atzel o chokhma v'heven zeitev. Now, Rav explains here, this is, listen, pay attention. All these things that we studied in this transition, is this section is of the most important, is the really foundation for the whole work. I literally mean it. It's a foundation for the whole work. And let's read... אמיתי מיוחס אז יצא מלחם ולא תחטא את המטרה and don't lose the aim, the goal הרי נתבררו לך בית הבחינות בחומר הכלי now you came to recognition to the בית בחינות of the כלי what it means בית בחינות it says there are two aspects to a one כלי and what are these two aspects He says, there is a malchut that comes from above, and there is the malchut of itself. So really within a human being, there is two malchuyot. There is one malchut from above, and one malchut of atzmut. There is a difference between these two. That malchut is totally ratzon lashbiya. And the other malchut, is totally רצון לקבל שני הפוכים. הפוך. Totally. Now we understand the Tuesday class. Why it became Yaakov crossed his hand and make it הפוך. Not necessarily, there is a masach there in this kav. There is a masach, there is a free will. Not necessarily. Maybe it's supposed to be a ratzon lekabel and become shivui tzura with the malchut, the original malchut, and lahashpia, and the way that Keter passed on to Chochmah, the way that Keter passed on to Chochmah, so Chochmah passes on to down and down and down and gets the whole system done, Because we say Hakol b'chokhmah sita. We see this chokhmah is really going to take care of the whole business. The chokhmah is the sperm.
I have the malchut above, malchut below have to be united. And united in the middle malchut, which is the left.
No, that's the whole work. That's the whole work. But then it still is not end. That's only processing it. The food. Is processed into your stomach and goes to elements and goes become your blood, but then still you have to walk.
Right, so it's the pay, live, and lie.
Yeah, and then breathe.
And that's why you create
a... No, there is a breathe.
What?
There is a breathe. There is a yesod. Yesod is between two columns called netzachod, yesod. Yeah, Yesod is another malchut. Is whatever comes out of it, this is the finality. What comes out of your soul, that's the finality. This is it. That's the best one produced. That's the Malchut. Now, if you don't get the idea, then you haven't got this idea.
The you said there is a Malchut above, that's Ratzon Lashviya, and the Malchut below, that's totally Ratzon Lekabel. So how come we get ideas and we don't take them into action, and the idea is totally bad? And I mean, it's totally Lekabel, even though we have not brought it down and chewed it, as you say.
Because you came to a conclusion in your mind, you cannot handle it. If you take this, you cannot possibly handle it.
So it's not that it's Ratzon Lekabel?
Oh no, here I give you a very good example. I mean, it's one example. It should apply. Is that you really know that the one lady is not really a healthy lady to go to be with, but she is absolutely gorgeous. And then comes the circumstance, you have opportunity to go out with her. And you know if you go out, you are done. But you desire tremendously to go out with her because she's absolutely... Now, you come to a point of what? Decision making.
But you have enjoyed somewhat too.
You know the pleasure. You know the pleasure. You know the pleasure. You very simple know the pleasure. And because you know the pleasure, there is temptation is for there to acquire it fastest, easiest way possible.
Is that why King David is the Malchut? Because he enjoyed so much?
Exactly. He showed what Melech should be. But he showed what process of becoming a good...
He was very wild.
Huh?
He was very wild.
And by the way, as you see, David HaMelech didn't finish the Beit HaMikdash. He needed a son to finish it. That means it has to be a continuation.
Yeah, but
David couldn't do it. David got it all ready, but exactly like the above. He got it all ready, but it was Shlomo to bring it to completion.
If we had a choice, I would be David and not Shlomo.
I guess
Shlomo
God knows, makes those choices. But as far as the totality of the work is concerned, both Shlomo and David, they did their job.
Yeah, but Shlomo built houses for other gods. Huh? He built houses for other gods. He built temples for other gods. Or to accommodate his wives. So he built houses for idol worship.
No, I never.
Yes, he did.
Well, I'd rather look at the whole positive part of it than the negative part of it. We are going to close it and close the year, and Bezat Hashem, we will see you next year, and God's willing, we will continue more and more of this.
Thank you.
Baruch Hashem.
Thank you.
Shana Tova.